So today I would like to speak about like the story of a young man whom name we don't know, because whatever he wrote down, he didn't put the name, so we don't know. But it happened a few centuries ago. So this man was in the church listening to whatever this priest had to say. And in the middle of the words and the ceremony, he heard this sentence, which was like, pray without stop. And somehow, like, was as if nothing else, like, as if he couldn't hear anything else. He just, like, that went somewhere in his heart, like it crossed some layers, like, it jumped like the boxes where we should organize things, you know? And it went like somewhere, it filtered in this sentence. And it filtered in a way that it stayed with him, like it stayed like bothering him, basically. Like, and somehow he had the need to find out what that meant, you know? What it means to pray without stop, you know. So he searched for those same words in the Bible, and he found exactly the same words, like from where the priest fished them, you know. And it said the same, like, pray like all the time with your spirit and with your hands up, kind of. So in that moment, like, that was burning enough that he started the whole journey to find out, no, what that means. So he went, like, he read many books and went to many sermons, no, is the name. But he was feeling that none of them was fulfilling, really, like, none of the explanations people were giving to him was satisfying to him. Like, things were like coming out of the mind, the explanations, like what this means, what, like, what it means and why and how, all this. It came like very theoretic, like he was not really finding any answer on these words. So he decided to become a pilgrim, like to go, leave everything behind and to go in search of someone who could explain that from the experience, not from the books, but from the experience. And the book says, like, the book he wrote somehow, like, it says, like, he was, like, for 1 year searching for this person of wisdom, and finally, like, he found somewhere, someone in the forest, and was an old man, and he said, ah, I have a question, no? And the man was basically saying, like, are you hungry? Do you need anything to eat? And he was like, ah, I have bread in my pocket, like in my bag, but I don't care about bread. Only thing I want is to know this answer. So kind of saying, like, you just tell me, I'm going around for 1 year, so you just tell me the answer, or like, you either know, which then I stay, and if you don't know, don't fool me, like, don't make me stay around, it's not my place, I'll go, you know. But the little, like, old man said, no, just come up. And they arrived in this monastery where monks were living, And he said his question, and the monk said, ah, this is actually very good news that you have this burning question. And you are right, it is true that it is a lot spoken about that, but most of it is crap. Like, it's not deep, it's just kind of theory and words. So, and also, there is a big mistake, he said, this old man, he said, like, also there is a big mistake going around, which is like to take the fruits of this prayer as a path, instead of taking the prayer as a path to the fruits. No? And so he said that, saying like, actually, it's true, like many, many people, like, do good actions as path without understanding that good actions should come out of deep prayer. So this big confusion he was pointing out. Or we could say, like, in other words, like how so many times, like it's so, we can say, like, it's so unbearable, the not knowing, not this space of just being in this, we could say, deep aloneness of the practice without really knowing where we are going or if we are going anywhere at all, you know, that we jump in, like putting, like going into action, or like deciding through the ideas what is good and doing that. But because I should do that. No? Because this is how it looks after the practice. No? We read books of people who went through this path and the result was such and such. We can say kindness or love for all beings, or you know, giving yourself to like anyone who needs, like you could say things like that, no, big titles, no, that we all have like filtered in. So many times in the practice, like we do this mistake of jumping to the fruit, jumping to the idea of how it should be, and trying to match the results. Like, you know, trying to be nice, trying to be loving, trying to be, you know. And it's very, very tricky, like, that's why the monk is saying, like, it's very, very tricky because everyone will agree that trying to be nice is nice. No, like, no? It's nicer than being nasty, no? I mean, let's say like this, no? So it's very tricky to see when we do that, no? Because no one will say, ah, you are just tricking yourself being nice, no? Everyone will hug you and say, yeah, you are very precious, no? And we like this, so we keep doing this, no? But it feels like really like he's pointing this, no? Like how kind of time of prayer is time of prayer, like time of going in and really like constantly staying with that and letting this give its own fruit without deciding before what the fruits are. Of course, I would prefer mango than pears, but I don't know if I will collect pears or mangoes. Maybe bananas, I don't know. So the wise man just like went in and showed a book to the boy, and that book was full of writing from the, in English must be like the fathers of the desert, something like that. These people who were practicing in the desert. And it says like, here you will find a description of what is this prayer without stop, you know, to pray without stop. And this opened the book and said like, sit in silence and solitude. I'm just like trying to do word to word to see what they say. It says like, kind of bring your head in, like not like this, like kind of in. Close your eyes. Breathe like softly. And through your imagination, look inside your heart. And collect your intelligence or your mind, your thoughts, your mind, to bring like this intelligence like from the head somehow to the heart. And while you breathe, just say like with your words or with your heart, like, God, have mercy of me. Like, you could say like a mantra. And like, somehow when we come to the words like this, God, have mercy of me, everything before is okay, we can do, but when we come to this, like, it feels funny, no? I mean, it depends on the tradition or our, how we grew up, you know? But I always felt like, what that means, you know? Like, kind of all this effort, and you are not even asking for anything, you know? Like, kind of prayer, like, usually, like, we understand, we should wish for something. No? We go in and the sentence somehow should be like, may I have liberation, no? Something like that. No? But this would be the same as we were saying before, no? Kind of, may I have mangoes, no? Or may I have pears. Which is like in here, no, in the mind. No? I'm still doing this mistake of praying for something that I already figured out in my mind. What is it? No? I already figured out what the result is, so I pray for that. No? I spend my time so that I can match this my wish. No? So. In this, like, God, have mercy of me, like, somehow there is no space for the imagination, we can say, of what I want, or the fruit. But we could say, like, in other words, just like, this willingness, like, out of this burning of like becoming like or living like without this ache of separation, you could say, like out of this discomfort of separation and the love for union, we wish to like be constantly in touch within, no? Like this, pray constantly. But somehow this praying constantly like needs to find joy in itself, we can say. Like, if we are going to try to pray constantly for the result, we will like experience failure like every day. No? So this joy of union, we could say, no? This joy of just being in this space of I don't know, but there is nothing else to hold on to, no? Like no, nothing else works, like no other way seem to make sense. So this way maybe also doesn't make sense, but at least doesn't go against the heart, no? Like at least I can just lose my time doing that. Like. So I don't know if there is any question so far to this pilgrim.
He's pretending. He's often not seeing it, most of the time not seeing it. Does it, as a process, just unfold, kind of revealed each time? That makes any sense?
The what? The
pretending.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's about that idea of helping, or we've got that idea from somewhere, or I have, and then put it out there, or pretending to yourself, I don't know, I haven't quite, does that, you know, it seems to just, you go past one little bit and then it just keeps
This is there, because it is, somehow is, like it's unbearable to be in this place, you know, we could say, like it's not, we will try to escape from this place of not knowing, you know? But that's why like this option of joy, you know? Like if we are meditating, you know? This word, praying, no? With a goal, like, frustration will pop up, like, all the time, because it will not match, no? So, what it means to just, like, use your energy to come in, like, unstoppably, you know, day and night. Like, he was serious about that, no? What was standing was like, pray without stop, you know? And of course, in the beginning, like, like they are all these pulls, no? Like our like the pretending is pulling hard, like the wanting an answer right now is pulling far, you know, like strong, and all this is there, but like this energy, if we can find like this energy that pulls us in, you know, that has this power to stop these voices, like this pull, and pull us in, you know. And it is very, very important that this pull in, like, is, like juicy or tender, or there is a place that is a place where you would want to be, you know. Because then, like, it's easier, no? Like, you are eating good ice cream, like, you can forget about chai, no? So. And also, just the courage to keep this prayer like constant and alive, no? Because it could happen that there is prayer that is not constant. Could happen also that there is constant kind of prayer, but it's not alive, which means like blah, 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 no? Yeah. You know, this happens, no?
Yeah.
You know, so, but this constant and alive, no? Mm-hmm. Then this has a lot of power. Like, it's it's everything, like it sucks everything, no? It's like this, so it has this power, no? But we have to give this, like we have to give voice to this power, no? Like we can say we have a powerful place here, yeah, but if we had never been in touch, like who cares, no? I don't know if it's powerful or not. So not only is there, but we have to give this power, no? And this means a little bit like to, like this little, like just this gesture, no, that is mentioned, like bring your head down, kind of little humble, you know, like maybe I don't know that much where I'm going, no? You know, or, you know, maybe I don't even know if I will be able to just be with the prayer, no? Like it will pull this thought and this other thought. So just, yeah, but I'll keep trying, no? I keep bringing attention and energy to this, which seems important. There is this one sentence that I love. I was somehow reading a few days ago. A book written with a woman like who is near the Ganga, and it's a whole beautiful story about her life. It's really encouraging, and it's very beautiful towards the end that he just says this sentence, no? He says, like, after decades of driving, I ask for a license. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps on, you know, just like, yes, you are allowed, like we are allowed to ask for a license, like no matter how many years we are driving. And I feel this is very important, no? Because sometimes like it happens that as years pass and as years pass and we describe ourselves as seekers, no, or meditators, no, then slowly somehow we start feeling that by now I should be here, no. And then of course like, oh, I'm not there, but kind of, by now I should be there. So I either like don't tell people how many years I have been meditating, or, you know, or it's a bit, I find this situation when like you meet someone and like one day, no, you ask name, no, and then next day you ask the name again because like this, no? Next day you ask again the name, and then you know that there is a limit to that, you know like that, like in 10 days you cannot ask the name again because you're supposed to know the name. so something like that, no, like, but if we can feel how these kind of stupid details, we could say, no, really sometimes like brings us like so much pain, no, it just doesn't matter, no, just ask for the license again, you know, like just sit there and say, how, you know, what's the next step, how the hell, you know, what is this meditation about, you know, how shall I meditate, you know, just tell me something, you got up there or done whatever, you know, and to have this freshness, no, to ask again, no, to bow down or to, yes, be in touch with this willingness to pray, like, constantly and this, like, with aliveness, you know? Like, it's really, like, somehow very, like, soothing, like, very healing when we allow ourselves to just, you know, bow down.
Emma? So we could say maybe that the old man, the mistake that he made was trying to find out all of these things and not just doing it, and then by doing, you know, praying constantly, then he would see and then he would know, and that would be the real gift of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he knew, like he was the sage, mm-hmm. You know, like the young man was going to the sage, and the sage said this, no?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was talking about, you know, the the thought that he had, or the vision, or whatever it was, that to pray constantly, that, and then he went seeking, why should he do this, and what is the answer to this? He should have forgotten about all of those other things and just done it, and then he would know.
Yeah.
What the power of.
Yeah. But here we are in India, no? We should have done it, no? In our house, no? You know what I mean? Like sometimes there is moment in spiritual path where we need to know that this which I'm searching for is possible. Like this which I'm searching for, like, is not my own imagination. Or in other words, like, at some point, like, we need to, like, touch, like, someone who have passed through that, you know, or who will say, yeah, like, you are not crazy. Or at least someone who could say, like, if you are crazy, means like at least they are two crazy people. No? And sometimes this is enough. But really, like, yeah, this like, not that anyone can do for us, But sometimes, like at some point, like it feels like it is crucial to know like that this is not fruit of my imagination. Because if you look around, no matter how clear is your experience, if you look around, probably you will have like nowhere to hold, no? Nothing will tell you, yes, like this is true. Kind of. Usually it's opposite, no? You have experience, but then you look around kind of innocently, saying like, this is for everyone, no? And kind of you look around and everyone is kind of, what? You know, like a little bit like, what are you speaking about? And sometimes this confirmation or this like hand is really crucial to keep going. To be able to do it, no? Not to steal it, but to do it. No?
I get the feeling that there's something intimidating to the, you know, when someone says something like, you have to pray constantly, day and night, like also the mother, I think, is it by the dining hall? A little text where she says, you know, you have to keep praying day and night.
Yeah.
I think it being told is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
If it, you know, if that doesn't arise as a strong, strong desire from within.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Like, I agree. Yeah. But yeah, what he's pointing is like, you know, imagine, no, in a church, probably there were like millions of sentences being said. And to me, the beauty of how out of all the sentences, you know, that really pierced, like pinched in, and he couldn't ignore it, you know. He changed, we could say, no, the metaphor, you know, he changed all his life, you know, to find out this, no? So sometimes like is the genuine, you know, and like something from outside, like empowering, empowering, whatever, empowering, the genuine, you know? Like suddenly, like, there is something, of course, there is a base of this, something is there, no? Cooking, but sometimes only like something from outside, like a sentence, beautiful sunset, like whatever it is, no? Like it appears in a way that makes us start, you know? So this combination, no? Of course, like not, like, you know, to let what wants to pierce, and what it doesn't pierce, it will just like, kind of, like a duck, like the water goes out somehow. So this combination, and for me, basically, like, we could say, like, words are not needed, no? But, like, for me, the meaning of speaking at all, like, in this situation, would be, like, in case there is some, like, you know, some genuine kind of platform that is happy or ready to catch this bird, no? Like to listen, to hear this bird, you know? And yeah, this is one way, and but everything is throwing birds, no? somehow. So really, like, for me, it's just like one way, you know? For some people, it really, like, you say the word prayer, and it will make allergy. It's like this, no? Oh God, and will make allergy. But for some people, will be like, ah, yeah. It's not only sitting there trying to get rid of the hindrances, kind of, you know? For some people, it will feel really like good, you know? So this is very, very important. Maybe we didn't say the first day, but the most important agreement here is this, no? To let whatever naturally is piercing, to be honest and let it pierce in, and whatever just doesn't feel like for me, let it like water on a duck, like out. But yeah, it's really important, your point, you know. Yeah. Not to follow, if like only if that speaks.
Find it beautiful that it seems to suggest that prayer is a passive receptacle rather than we always conceive it as I want, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So just
mm-hmm.
having that inner prayer, which is possible 24/7,
mm-hmm.
because it's a listening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, probably in that time and in that context, like to say this was like pretty revolutionary. Yeah, maybe went to the fire. Yeah, you know.
Mm.
Just to point out this action, no? Like how, you know, how ready we are to do good, like, and how, like, this is like many times like turning around like the fruits for the path. You know?
Is this the most powerful prayer that you know? The may God have mercy on me?
No. No.
So it's just the one that you recommend?
Yeah, it's one. That, yeah, if you allow it to catch fire. Like, it could be very powerful. But, like, you have to allow it to catch fire, no? Otherwise. By itself, it's just words.
Mm.
So after the other prayers, then they come, like, by themselves?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be, like, the most genuine,
mm-hmm.
you know? But what happens, like what he was saying also, no? But what happens is that sometimes it's good to have something to start with, no? Like sometimes, very obviously, something genuine comes and we follow that, you know? And it's really like beautiful, you know? But some other times, like we look like like this and there is nothing, no? So then, like, to invite something could be a good idea, no? Not so that this thing is, like, ultimate,
mm-hmm.
no? But that this thing, like, can light some candle, you know, can make little fire, and this, from this, like, something else can grow, you know, like, because from nothing is a bit difficult, no?
I want to come back to what you say in the beginning. When you speak about to running after the fruit of what you seem to have, you have to run in after the fruit of your practice. Okay, because this is feeling going nowhere, no place, nothing. But and you say want some people want after because they are good people. You want to do good things and that feeling. It is the right way of life. So we are doing this and this because they have to do, because they are good yogis.
Yeah.
But after some time, some place in your life, it is some choice will happen to you. So it is, you are not running after the fruit, but the fruit is arising. And you, often, automatically, the choice will be in some direction, without running after the fruit, but the fruit is arising, and bring you to some choice, or some way of life.
Yeah. But this is because...
Yes.
Yeah.
So you arrive at the same place like the people who are running after the fruit and want to be good people, but it's happening later,
yeah.
Naturally, sometimes something you will never do because your heart is not in this place. It brings you in other place, other direction.
Yeah. But I think you are saying the same, no?
Yes, only, because it's very important. I see things also outside from people around me, this movement. Hey, now I am good yogi, I am doing everything, I want to change the world, I want something. So many action. And for me, I am not running after this. For me, I put myself on the side and says, it's not right, it's not the right time.
Yeah.
If I can say. Because I see this.
So this is what he's saying, no?
Yes.
He's saying, like, instead of, like, running to be good, like, just wait for the fruit. So wait so that naturally, there is no other way to be, no? Like, naturally. It's not, like, forcing yourself, like, faking yourself, like, but... Really, like, it becomes like natural. I mean, there is no other way, no? So this is what he's pointing, no? And yeah.
And the title painting is a novel road.
Yeah.
Novel road for me.
Yeah. We could say also, like, the nicer is, like, the action, the nicest is, let's say, also, like, more tricky to get rid of, you know. If we find ourselves in a description of ourselves that is very nice, like, we will be lazy to kind of change it, you know. So, like, it doesn't mean like to want kind of the suffering, but to just like careful with this point, no? Basically, careful with this point, that this being good could have this kind of double kind of this knife, like tricky. And again, that I'm not promoting anyone to be nasty, no? Please, fake yourself. You know, like, you know, understand.
What about all these teachings on the Dharma that say do this, don't do this, this is virtuous,
yeah,
this is not virtuous? I mean, everyone's Dharma is very unique, yeah?
Yeah.
So, why these teachings on Dharma? I mean, because it puts an idea in the mind of how we should be.
Yeah.
Especially like following an Indian path for so long, about the very traditional Indian Dharma.
Yeah.
And codes of conduct. So how to navigate the path of, as you say, what pierces the soul and what resonates with you to activate that within? And is that the purpose of listening to the Dharma, to be like, it activates something inside that reminds you of who you are, compared to the do, don't?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
To listen is like to be ready to be provoked, no?
Mm-hmm.
In a way. Like sometimes, it's so, for some few people, we can say, it's so unbearable, kind of like so kind of genuine or so unbearable that there is no need for provocation, there is not much need for listening, no? Because it's like, you know. But for most of the people would be like needing this being provoked, no, little bit. So to kind of, it's easier to go against, no, something, or to go with, you know, then from nothing, no? Just from the inner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, also all the cult, like, I think all the kind of cultures have this, do this, do that, because most of the people will not be willing to look inside, will not be willing to walk the path, no? Like, let's say, to see life through their own experience, no? Then in this case, it's very wise to put rules, no?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like, could be very messy. This.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So if there is no experience, like, then, you know, rules are helpful. So maybe we just can be in silence for 5 minutes.